Well, the Lord gave me a few little thoughts this morning, and I thought, well, he's just probably giving this to me just so I'll feel comfortable. But maybe it's more than that. In Philippians 4 and 8, we've all read this scripture lots of times. But it ends like this. It says, think on these things. You know, the things it tells us to think on are good, healthy, and wholesome things. You know, the things that we think on has a lot to do with where we go. It has a lot to do with whether we're encouraged or not. It has a lot to do with whether we are able to do the work of the Lord or not. Because if we begin to think on things that, for instance, are negative, even if it's just accusations or, you know, we can think on those things, and before long, it makes us almost powerless to go forward. And so Paul rightly tells the Philippians, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know what? The Lord wants us to take courage and be encouraged. And do you know that that happens in our heart and mind this morning, this afternoon? You know, we can look at the battle, and we can think about the battle, and we can think about all the troubles that we are is before us and all those things, and wilt. Is this true? Of course it's true. And I just want to leave us with this little challenge, and I say little. Emphasized. This little challenge, think on these things, folks. The Lord wants us to be able to be overcomers. I want to tell you, if we're thinking about all the things the devil wants us to think about, and I want to tell you, accusations is something from the enemy. But why he gives those accusations against people? Why? To stop you. If he can't make you give it up, he just wants to make you ineffective. That's how he works. He works in the mind. Young folks, I want to encourage you to do something. You set your heart. If you're newly saved right now, or if you're young, or if you just need, I just want to encourage you. You set your heart that I'm going to heaven. And think about heavenly things, and think about the things God wants you to think about. If it's lovely, if it's good things, if it's encouraging to my heart, think on it. It'll be a help to you. It'll help you to face the battle. It'll help you to stand up to the things. It'll help you to go on and let the Lord make you productive. But I'll tell you what will make you unproductive, and that's if we just allow all the troubles of our life, mind, all around us, and we allow those things into our life, and we begin to think on those things. I want to tell you, there's no forward movement there. There's despair. There's discouragement. There's trouble. There's a real stoppage of the flow of the Spirit of God into our life. Is this true? You don't have to say yes. I'm not really asking. I know it's true. I don't need you to say yes.
Amen.
But it's true, isn't it?
It's true. Yes.
Thank the Lord this afternoon.
Yes.
The Lord wants to give us courage to face the battle. And folks, there's things that we can think on and look at that will cause us to wilt. I want to look at Psalms, the 73rd chapter, and starting at the first verse. This is a little bit of a lengthy reading here, but maybe we can get some good out of it all the way along. Psalms Psalm 73, starting at 1. Listen to what this, it says, a psalm of Asaph. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. You know, we know that, don't we? Truly, God is good to his people. Is he not? Is he not awesome to his people? Has he not poured out to us of his bounty all week long? In many ways. Just the very fact that we can sit here this afternoon and worship the Lord, to me it's a bounty of God. Lord, thank you for that. And so this psalmist says, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, I know God's good to Israel. I know. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. I know the Lord's good to people. I know he keeps them saved and encouraged. I know he uses their life. But as for me, the psalmist says my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious. I was envious. I was looking around me. I wasn't thinking on the things of God. I wasn't thinking on how the Lord wanted to work with me and in my life. I wasn't thinking on the good things and meditating on the things God wanted me to meditate on. He says, I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Have you ever looked out? I know Sister Maxine one time said she was driving down the road. Sister Maxine, is this? I hope I say it correctly. And she said, she was going somewhere, I think, to deliver a message. And she said, all the people in the cars going past, they just looked happy. And she was in a battle. Is that correct? And she was in a battle. And you know, Satan was fighting her. But you know, part of the battle was, she's looking at all those cars going past. Yeah. Thinking, I've got to go deliver this message. And they're free to do whatever they want. I imagine that's what was going on. She says yes, because we kind of know what it's like, don't we? You know what? I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. You ever seen these people, these national figures and everything, and they come down to their death, and the day before they die, they're still on their thing. They're still just pumping it out. Where's the fear of God? And yet, in their hearts and mind, they know they're fixing to die maybe. And they just go right on out. And it says here, there are no bands in their death. They left the fear of God behind a long time ago. But their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Here I am fighting these battles. And here I am trying to do the Lord's will. And I'm plagued. And here these people are. Look at them. They just go right on, and they're rich to the very end, and seems like they have everything life could want except salvation, except eternal life, except all the good things of God that he wants to give us. But I'll tell you, if we get our eyes off of the good things of God and get them on the prosperity of the wicked or envious of anything, we'll lose our footing. He said, my feet had well nigh slept, almost out from under him. They are not in trouble. They're not plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. Oh, you think so? I wonder why so many of them get divorced. I wonder why so many of them commit suicide. I wonder why so many of them go fall prey to heavy drug usage. I wonder, oh, he says, their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. This was what he was looking at. He saw the riches they had, the fame they had, the houses they had, the cars they had. But he didn't see them. He didn't see them. They are corrupt, and he knew a little about them, though. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. They're not afraid to speak evil of God. They're not even afraid to say there is no God. And here they have all this fatness and all this abundance of this world's goods. But let me tell you, that's not the end of this story, is it? Therefore, they set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, now I want to tell you something. This is what the devil starts working on you with when you're envious at the wicked. And when your eyes start thinking on things, start looking at things, and your mind starts thinking on things besides what God told us to. And he says, verily, I've cleansed my heart in vain. I'm weary. And washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Have you ever felt that way? I have. I want to tell you, and I suspect you have too, if you've lived this way a while. I want to tell you, there will be times that you just feel that way. I've been plagued all day long. It just seems like one thing after another. And I'm trying to do the right thing, and the devil is in there working against your mind, working to wear down your spirit. And chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. If I say these kind of thoughts, then I'm going to offend the children of God. I start speaking like this, hey, they got it better than I do. Yeah. Folks, that's not the end of the story. And besides, what we heard earlier, it's an illusion. Yes. Because it's not so. I don't know any of them that I would want to trade lives with. Not a one. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Folks, when I thought on these things, and I thought to know this, it was too painful. Listen, I want to exhort us as we leave this meeting to take these things home in our heart and decide that I shall not think in an envious way against the wicked. He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. All of a sudden, you know what, folks? The devil wants to say, just stay home. Just stay home. Has he ever told you that? Has anybody here ever been told that by the devil? Just stay home. Amen. You don't have to raise your hand. I already know the answer to that one. Well, I want to tell you something. He said, when I went in the sanctuary of God, then I understood. Everything came clear to me. And then I realized the battle I was in. And then I realized where Satan was working. And he said, surely, I understood their end then. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. And here they come to the end, and they get monuments made after them. And their riches go on to their children, and they go into eternal hellfire. For me, that makes a pretty big difference. Besides all the good things God has for us, that when we get our minds off of and get them in the wrong places, it becomes an illusion, folks. We're on the devil's territory when we do that, and he steals not only our willingness to go forward, but our willingness to go forward with a whole heart. Let's keep our minds on good things. Now, we've heard a whole, almost 10, over 9 days now, or 9 full days now or so, we've been hearing the good things of God. Now let's just fill our hearts, our lives, our minds, and let's refuse to let our minds think on things that will work against us. Is that all right?
Amen.
Let's refuse as we go home. Young folks, you might have some trials. And I want to tell you, we worked with a soul that had trials, probably a lot more than you have. Probably more than anybody here has. Every day plagued. But I want to tell you what they decided. They wanted to go to heaven. They wanted God's help. And they fought through an unending darkness, it seemed like. And we prayed. There was fasting. There was agreements of prayer over and over and over. But I want to tell you, the end of that story at this point, God healed them. He healed them of their emotional disorders and troubles and problems because they pressed on. Because they thought about something greater. God's going to bring me through this. I'm going to be able to make it. And I want to tell you, to this day, their testimony is vibrant and happy. And it's something God did. And now they're on their way to heaven with a rejoicing heart.
Amen.
It has been for years. You know what? The Lord wants to help us, folks. Let's don't look at the battle and falter by the wayside. The devil will steal from us our very soul if we will let him. And the Lord wants to take us to heaven. Now it goes on to say, I understood their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I. I was an ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. What's a beast? He don't have much understanding. He just thinks for the moment. He just does whatever there is to do in his nature to do. And he said, I was pricked in my, in my reins. I was so foolish and ignorant to think that way. Oh, folks, I want to tell you something. God has such a good way for us. One of my favorite scriptures is that the path of the just, I love that. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. That is an alluding to the sun coming up in the morning. And maybe the rays just break over the horizon and a little hope appears and you can begin to see things. Haven't we all seen that? And it comes up and it keeps coming up until full day. And everything is full then. You can see. That's the path of the just. That's the scriptures. Put it down in your memory. Put it down in your heart. The path of the just is a shining light that cometh up brighter and brighter into the perfect day. Folks, that is the path of the just. Believe it. Believe the scriptures. And your soul shall live.
Amen.
All this morning, if you're in trials and you're in troubles and you're in temptations and you're in accusations, I want to tell you, set it aside and get your eyes on the Lord. There isn't one thing discouraging in the Lord. Not one thing.
Amen.
It's when we get our eyes off of the Lord and we get our eyes on the battles. And we get our eyes on the trouble ahead. And we get our eyes on what has happened. And the past. And what we wonder about the future. Those are all things that we don't need to go there. We've crossed a fence and we've gotten on the enemy's territory. Pilgrim's Progress tells about getting on the enemy's territory, doesn't it? And so Pilgrim was taken captive, wasn't he? And he was locked up for a long time. Until he finally found the keys, didn't he? Till he finally found a key that opened the lock. Oh, the Lord wants to give us some keys in our life. And I want to encourage us, folks, don't give up and don't give down. And don't look around. Keep your eyes on the goal and keep your eyes on the Lord. Because there is great glory and there is great strength that comes from God. And He will strengthen your heart. And when He gives you a call to His work, because I hope you feel that. I hope you feel the call of God upon your heart and life. There's nothing so precious in life itself, hardly, as that blessed call that God gives you. And your flesh draws back. You can look at the Lord and say, if God called, I can do it. Because He will be the enabler. But if we get our eyes on the call, on the big of the greatness of the responsibility, no way, I can't do that. It's way over my head, and it may be. But I want to tell you something. Let's get our eyes on that. Let's get our eyes on the right things, folks. When we leave here, I hope we take, not necessarily my words, but take these things and put them in our hearts. That I will think on these things. You know the scripture tells us, this is Psalms 95, 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. You know when we come into the presence of the Lord, whether it's in our personal devotions or here, you know, isn't it a blessing when the Lord starts blessing? Isn't it a joyful thing to our souls? Oh, listen, don't let the devil talk you out of coming to service when service is in. Be there. Be there. Not because you have to be there, but folks, we're trying to make it to heaven. And the Lord has an eternal glory of bliss waiting on those folks that will put their eyes on the goal and on the Lord and never take them off. Never allow them to wander and begin to get them off in such a way that they lose their footing. He said he almost lost his footing. I almost slipped. I well nigh slipped. But I went back to the sanctuary. Don't fail to go back to the sanctuary. Don't fail to go to the camp meetings. I want to encourage you to do that. Take your children to the camp meetings. I cannot tell you how many times the Lord redirected and refitted our children again and again. Dealt with their hearts and tendered them. Caused them to be willing to forgive. Caused them to be willing to set it in their hearts that I'm going forward. Those things are precious, aren't they? That is if you want to live for God. That is if you want to go to heaven. Well, set things in order then. And let's go to heaven together. Over in Psalm 42... and one, listen to this. Oh, don't our heart burn when we read this scripture. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? You know, folks, we can relate to this, can we not? Oh, my heart pants after the Lord. And we're just through a meeting and our hearts have been tendered. Our hearts have been set in a right direction. And our heart is just panting after the Lord. Well, I want to just tell you right now, tomorrow you're not going to be in service here. And you may face a lot of things. I can think of a number of times that as soon as camp meeting was over, I went back to work. I remember getting cursed out on the job. And, you know, and what did you do to deserve that? Trying to do your best. Oh, listen. The next scripture says, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? You think people will accuse you and try to? Sure they will. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. I went, and I was so encouraged. It was all so good. And so he asked himself a question, why art thou cast down? Now, folks, when we get to the battle, let's remember that we've got to redirect our mind off of the battle. We've got to redirect it. We've got to recognize we're going to face a battle. That's okay, isn't it? Well, let's get our mind off of it. And he says here, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." In spite of my feelings, I know God's going to help me. I know he's going to help me. "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?" And he knows that God's there, and he knows that the Lord's with him, and he knows he wants to go forward. And in his mind, he's working with this. And he says here, "As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." I told you it was going to be short. Folks, I just want to encourage us this morning. Think on these things. Think on the fact that thou art my God. I shall yet praise him. There's many people that have been through a lot of things and come out yet on the other side. Let's think about that this morning, this afternoon. Let's remember that just because I'm in the midst of a battle, folks, don't let it dull your edge. Don't let it take the fire out of your soul. Don't sit and think about that all the day long. I will yet praise him. I'm going to yet live for the Lord. I'm going to yet give my days to the Lord. I'm going to yet give my strength. I only have a few years left. And I didn't just start giving it to him either. But I want to make sure, Lord, please, please don't let me live in vain. Please take the strength that I've got and use it. Let's think on these things, folks. I think that's lovely. I think it's lovely to think about giving our life to God's cause. I think it's lovely to think about the things of God. Haven't we enjoyed this week? Hasn't it made our hearts to swell? And have we not been encouraged? I hope we are all encouraged to serve the Lord. Oh, folks, today, let's don't think on things that make us want to turn back. Because it may not make you turn back, but I will share this with you. It will divide your effectiveness. You think you can work. I want to tell you, when you have a mind to do the things of God, when you have a mind to win your children, when you have a mind to treat your wife better than ever before, and your heart is challenged, and you want to just make her know that she's treated real special. I really like my man. He treats me really good. Amen. Listen, those things come from meditation, from searching after good, holy, godly, lovely things. Let's let our mind think on those things. Let's bring some challenges up before us. How can I be a better servant of the Lord? And let our mind think about those things. Let us consider ourselves. Lord, is there anything that I need to fix here and do, because we're very interested, are we not, in doing all the will of God, because that's where the anointing of the Lord flows from. Oh, the Lord bless and encourage each one of us today. And I hope and pray that God will cause your soul to not only stay saved, but that you will begin to search after his will, paw the dirt to find the will of God. And I'm making that just an illustration of a horse or something, just pawing the dirt because they want to go. Folks, it's possible. And we can do that. And a lot of it starts not only in our heart, but in our mind. Be challenged. think about the right things. I think you'll be surprised how much of the grace of God He will share with you. It's shocking what God will do in our lives if we will let Him. Through all the days, through the battles, through the needs, I know, as Job said, that my Redeemer liveth. Amen.